That's the way to sound New York. A knife, a fork, a bottle and a call. That's the way to sound New York. A mouth, a fork, a bottle and a call. That's the way to sound New York. A knife, a fork, a bottle and a call. That's the way.
cafe in Rome, watching that microphone. And I'm sitting in a motel in France, reading about atomic romance. The big guys on the TV said the Red Brigade just shot on my knee, and the warheads in the ocean, the missiles in the sea. Time to do some nuclear testing. Watching that microphone in a motel in France, and I'm reading about atomic romance. How do you do it? The guys on the TV said the Red Brigade just lost my knee somewhere. The warheads. Yeah.
Now, Miss Nancy Ann ran a boarding house with a faded sign that read, "Single rooms for single girls, no men allowed," it said. But rumor had it that a gentleman with a yen for love for a fee could always go to Nancy Ann's for some feminine company. Well, one night in June in the billiard room, I was chalking up with a friend. He was set to break when the door burst open and Leo James rushed in. He yelled, "There's a fire that's just broke out and it's down at Nancy Ann's." So we dropped our cues on the pool room floor and into the street we ran. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it alone will be remembered in our local history as the fire that fairly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down. When we got to the place, the front was ablaze, and so was the second floor. So we cut around the side and up the alley and stopped beside the back door. We were catching our breath when the door flew open and knocked poor Leo flat. And out through the smoke ran Mayor Wills wearing nothing but a black silk hat. And right behind him with his shirt tail afire came the local chief of police. And Banker Jones with a red-haired girl he always called his niece. Then I spied Miss Nancy Ann herself, helping someone out of the fire. Her arm around the red bald head of old Judge McIntyre. A deacon, a dentist, a deputy sheriff, and one state congressman. The county physician, the city mortician, out through the flames they ran. A grand parade of girls in gowns and half-clad gentlemen. Through thick gray smoke that sweetly smelled of French perfume and gin. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it alone will be remembered in our local history as the fire that fairly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down. Now everybody was out of the girls' hotel by the time the roof caved in. We were heading back to the billiard hall when Leo turned to my friend. He said, "I believe that's the funniest show I've ever seen in town. The so-called elite caught out in the street with their pompous purity down." Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it alone will be remembered in our local history as the fire that fairly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
medicine. I'm mixing up the medicine. Big medicine. Make you feel alright. It knock you right out. Shoot you right down. Oh, big medicine. Make you feel alright. Up at the snakes. Well, come over here. I'm mixing up the medicine. Big medicine. Make you feel alright. No need to be down, down, down. Down, down, down. No need to be down, down, down. Big medicine. Make you feel alright. Big medicine. Make you feel alright. A lot better. Yeah, no more down on the ground looking up at the snakes. Big medicine make you feel like Superman. You know Superman, he feels alright. No need to be down, down, down. Down, down, down. No need to be down, down, down. Big medicine make you feel alright. Make it feel
another tune there from Treat Her Right, which was Mark Sandman's band before. That's a, it's kind of catchy to say that, Mark Sandman's band before he did Morphine. He did the band called Treat Her Right, and that was Big Medicine from their anthology. All right, let's back it up. Langhorns did Wet Wedding from their new album, Club Gabardino. And let's see here. This was a fun compilation. It was called The Age of Worry. And it is from country pop to freak folk, the space age relics of Monument Records, 1960 through 1970. Yeah, that, they had to continue that on the back of the record, the title. And that was Tex Williams doing The Night Miss Nancy Ann's Hotel for Single Women Burned Down. I guess they liked a lot of, like, long titles and names, but there you go with that. Another tune by Arno DeCia and the Clockwork Wizards. These guys are just inhuman surf music, and a lot of surf music today too, and hopefully Cousin Brucey is listening, because he always likes when I play a lot of surf music. So that's, if you're listening, Cousin Brucey, I'm glad you're digging, but you're probably not listening, but if you are, thanks. All right, let's see here. Clock Crusher was the tune by Arno DeCia and the Clockwork Wizards, and that was from Retrofuturism Volume 1. Before that, a new album by the Guantanamos called Asylum Escape, and that song was Ice Cream Surfer. Bringing out the Messer Frau Mueller. Love Messer Frau. I wonder where the other guy went. Because, you know, now it's just the guy, his chick, and his drummer, which are great Messer Chups, but Messer Frau Mueller was, there was no band that sounded like Messer Frau Mueller. They were really wonderful. This song was called Nightmare. And they're just so good at finding things and throwing it all together. From a various artist album called Juke Joint Rock, this was CK Rock by the Runabouts. That was a nice little reissue. Played another tune by the New Candies, another great new album that came out this year called Vivid. And that song was Begin Again. And wow, a lot of good stuff. From a compilation called Whiskey and Girls and Pasta, that was Les Breastfeeders doing Funny Funiculaire. This I cannot believe I even found this. I got a hold of this again. I was listening to a radio. There was an underground radio show in Akron, Ohio in the 1980s. And these guys had this show called the Underground Show or whatever. And they played, it turned me on to stuff like The Residents and Snakefinger and Tuxedo Moon. But they also played this. I would tape this off the radio. So this was off a cassette. I managed to finally get a copy of it. But it's Gary Panther doing a Italian Sunglass Movie. And Gary Panther, the album was Pray for Smurf, the only album he came out with. He is somebody you probably know. Gary Panther's a real famous artist. He designed the set for Pee Wee Herman. So Pee Wee Herman's set for Pee Wee's Playhouse, that was designed by Gary Panther. And how he got into like doing that kind of artwork, I guess he was seeing like in the 80s, a lot of like, you know, zines and things that were people self-publishing. He said, this is garbage. So he says, I want to try and make something really, really raw looking. And henceforth, Raw Magazine. And all the folks from Raw Magazine and him. So he actually started getting more into punk rock graphics. And this album was just a real fun little thing. It's Italian Sunglass Movie. And that was probably like from like 85, 86. Man, it goes way back. Maybe 87. Maybe 84. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. New. But I know this is 2021. The Murlocs with the album Bittersweet Demons with the title track. And very nice. And we began everything with Sunday Morning. Beautiful tune. But if Lou Reed just wrote this song, you know, he would still be considered a songwriting legend. But man, he wrote so many great songs. That song alone is just so wonderful. All right, now we're going to switch gears into something horrible. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, here comes a floating turd right by you. It is an album I got called Please Stop Singing. You can see where this is going. And it is an album of people that should not be singing. This is Lana Johannes and the Swingin' Strings. And this sounds like an MSR record. If you don't know what MSR records, I'm not going to explain it now. But this song is probably going to stick in your craw. It's really going to stick because it's about Scotch tape. The song is Scotch Tape by Lana Johannes and the Swingin' Strings. Oh boy, just when you were digging the show, I'm going to throw this in your face.
Over your love for me, and I know you'll always stick by me, just like a Scotch tape. Now, Scotch tape, when you just say, hey, hey, I'm ready to be your slave, just give me a buckle and a chain, and a baby, I'll be your play. Oh, Scotch tape. What it does, a Scotch table. Man, she's crazy.
skin. Poison.
loco le patina el coco. Salta alocado por todo el tejado. Se rompió una pata, corre otra la gata. Y de sus siete vidas lleva tres peludas. Este gato ya no entiende, pues se ha vuelto muy bravero. Se metió con una gata y esta le quitó lo fiero. Ay, en el gato loco le patina el coco. Salta alocado por todo el tejado. Se rompe una pata, corre otra la gata. Y de sus siete vidas llevan tres perdidas. Ay, en el gato loco le patina el coco. Salta alocado por todo el tejado. Se rompe una pata, corre otra la gata. Y de sus siete vidas lleva tres perdidas. Este gato ya no entiende, pues se ha vuelto muy rabero. Pues corrió tras de un ratón y le pegaron entre 20. Ay, en el gato loco le patina el coco. Salta alocado por todo el tejado. Se rompe una pata, corre tras la gata. Y de sus siete vidas lleva tres perdidas.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information, such as how you can protect yourself, what are some preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others. To find the answers to these and more, go to www.alleghenycounty.us.
Yep, there you go. Gonna just keep hammering those PSAs and keep doing it till I'm back in the studio live. That's when you can tell I'm back in the studio live, when I'm not playing these. So whenever you hear that, just assume I'm in the underground bunker. Okay, recapping the greatest music finds of 2021, part three. This would be like the months of July, August, September, something like that. The third quarter, August, June, July, whatever. So Los Hooligans, a nice older tune, El Gato Loco, which means the crazy gato, or the loco cat. Ah, man, Mark Malibu and the Wasagas. This was a really nice find this year. Album Crash the Monster Party, even though it came out in 2018. Hey Chihuahua, Mark Malibu and the Wasagas, really remind me a lot of some of the finest work of shadowy men from a shadowy planet. They're really, and they're probably Canadian too. So before that, we heard, this was neat. It's called At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids. It's their new record that they recorded at home. And they, I think they probably even released it on their own record label too. Really nice version of Dear Mr. Fantasy. And, you know, you gotta admit, man, they have been doing this for 40 years, Southern Culture on the Skids. And, man, what can I say? Very solid, very consistent, very fun band. Really great stuff. Lumbreras. This was neat. It was a reggae ska box set that was released this year called Staring at the Rude Boys. And there's a really great tune by the Lumbreras, the Coasters, Poison Ivy. And everything began with Scotch Tape, by Lana Johannes and the Swingin' Strings. Oh, yeah. So I got a bunch of these rockabilly compilations. I just cannot believe how much old rockabilly is out there. There's another label out now. It's called More Bears and More Bears, which is a subsidy of Bear Family Records, and they do like compilations. So I found a really nice tune there by Jimmy Holder doing Foggy River, which is, I think it's like an old Jimmy Rogers tune or an old, but it's a great old country tune done rockabilly style. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, recapping the finest music finds of 2021, and going to be winding it down next week with the final installment of it. And we'll see what happens for next year, but I will not be in the studio. See? Wrestling pussycats. So you know you're in for something good when the pussycats are fighting. Foggy River by Jimmy Holder, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Your love is colder than a foggy river.
Well, little brother. pretty well.
No choice. I guess we have an only choice.
Shove him up, shove him down, make him cry when he comes around. Treat him any way you want, after all he's just a run, just a little run. Runt is what they called him, but his name was Buddy Gray. He lived out on Maple Street, I think is about a mile away. Hand-me-downs were all he wore, poverty and nothing more. Always someone laying for the run, just a little run. They'd catch him in the schoolyard when he came out to play. Then they'd get him in a circle where he couldn't get away. They'd shove him here and then shove him there. And if he fell down, nobody cared. Just anything to keep him scared. The run, just a little run. Then one day, walking home from school, the teasing went just too far. They chased the run out in the street and nobody saw the car. They only heard that awful sound and they saw the broken body on the ground. Then everybody gathered round. The run, just a little run. They buried him on Sunday. His classmates all were there. And tears filled each and every eye when Runt's mother said a prayer. Lord, even though you've taken him, I believe I understand. He's finished the job you sent him for and done it just like you planned. If you made all people to look the same, just wouldn't be right, I guess. So you make a few now and then, like my little Runt, to bring others happiness. His shortness makes others feel tall. His weakness makes others feel strong. His features makes others feel pretty and handsome. His sadness brings others a song. So rough him up, shove him down, make him cry when he comes around. Treat him any way you want, but thank God for the runt. Thank God for the runt.
catch me.